Welcome back to Hit the Target podcast. And this weekend, two of South Africa's oldest clubs clash at Moses Mabhida for what is set to be a packed out stadium in an attempt to make a win worth 8 million rand. But more importantly, it's a chance to win trophies again for both these clubs. It's the MTNet final, but welcome to those listeners. Welcome back. And welcome to two Sundowns fans here to discuss Orlando Pirates versus AmaZulu. Pro Pilelani.
Thank you. Thank you so much for welcoming us. And I think we are the right panel to discuss the MTNet final because, you know, we are not emotionally involved in the game. And I know that it's going to be a nice game.
And former Sundowns player, Pilelani Mpangase, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for inviting me and obviously to come here and analyze the games, Pro. It's always very good.
I'm your host for today's stepping host, rather, Joshua Gaylord for Jesse Nagel. I don't know why he's gone missing. He's normally excited to be on this podcast. It's the 47th edition of the MTN 8, or sorry, rather the top 8 tournament. But now we're looking for AmaZulu to win their first trophy in, I think it's almost three decades?
30 years, yeah.
30 years, three decades. And Orlando Pirates just coming to face AmaZulu for the first time in the final. Your first thought, initial thoughts coming into this final, Pro?
Perfect opportunity for AmaZulu to restore the pride. We saw the coronation of the king last weekend, and I think the club would like to make it a perfect month and a perfect week for the kingdom of the Zulu. And we must also mention that it is important that this trophy remain in KZN. I think ever since Golden Arrows won it in 2009, KZN teams have not been able to reach the final. And to see AmaZulu at this stage, I mean, this good AmaZulu team reaching the cup final, I think it's important that they keep the trophy in KZN. And most importantly, they give us an entertaining game of football.
JJ, most times people call this a glorified preseason tournament. Now, in my opinion, I feel like it's a bit more prestigious considering the fact that the tournament is played a little bit late in the season. Most of the players are in the full swing of things. They switched on mentally. They're gelling well with their teams. Most of the fans call it that purely based on their own preconceived things. How do you feel going into this one?
I think that firstly, it you know, whenever you play maybe any cup at this time of the or of the month, especially since it's November, sometimes things work on your way, sometimes not, because obviously some of the other players they're thinking about the holiday and whatsoever. But I'm glad for AmaZulu to reach this stage. I have to be honest with you, I never saw it coming for them to reach the finals. And I think it's a blessing in disguise for them as well, for the fact that the MTN 8 is being played at Moses Mabhida, and normally they play their games at Moses Mabhida. So I strongly believe that they will be able to take that advantage. And as you know, that the king was there at Moses Mabhida. I hope that
all the AmaZulu players were there, the officials from the club. Yeah.
Yes, and I hope that they will be able to honor him with the cup.
Looks like most of this podcast is heading in the Usutu direction so far. But let's start off with the underdogs. Oh, Romain Fall said he doesn't consider that AmaZulu are the underdogs heading into this tournament. But I just want to take a look a bit at the team, the direction that they're heading at the moment. It's a new owner, very ambitious, finishing top two seasons ago, finally in the Champions League for the first time. Now the first final since I think it is 2010 when they lost to Bidvest Wits. This direction that AmaZulu are heading in, is it the right one? Can they see them, what's it, catapulting, if they should win this trophy this Saturday, into possibly challenging again next season or pushing a little bit further higher up the table next season? Are they heading in the right direction under the Zungus?
stepping up from being a relegation team to a mid-table team and now a top 8 team. I think when the Zungus took over, they were explicit about it, that they want to be a top 4 team.
Mm.
And being a top 4 team, it means that you will need to spend.
Mm.
It means that you will need to recruit better, and you'll need to recruit your top performers in the league. And from what we have seen so far, AmaZulu have done exactly that. Mm. And you look at the type of coaches that they've had.
Mm.
As much as Brendan Trotter did not inspire the team to do better, but the team wasn't playing terrible football.
Mm.
They were offensive, they were organized, and whenever they were down, they would protect the lead. And I think that what we have seen so far, it's a combination of two things. It's a combination of luck and a combination of good management skills. Because what the management have done, they've set the target and they've told the players that they want a trophy this season. Because without a trophy, you have nothing else to show. We can't compliment good football every season, but there's no trophy to show. I think the MTN 8 is providing AmaZulu management an opportunity to say, we've definitely put our money where our mouth is, and we are seeing the results now. And obviously, they are not your most fancy team to win the tournament, but this is the fourth most supported team in the country. So what else can a sponsor ask for? To have AmaZulu in the final, I think you have almost the entire province backing them, and they are playing against the second most supported club in the country. These two teams are formed in 1932 and 1937. You can see there's a lot of history behind these two teams.
Mm.
So I think this is the perfect final. I think it's a historic final as well. It's something for the archives. So for me, I think the Zungus are at the right position, at the right space. And I think even whether they win it or not, I think they've done exceptionally well in a short space of time.
Pro mentioned the recruitment currently. Mm. The Zungus have been putting money into the club.
Mm.
We have seen they now possibly will get 8 million rand. They also, in the Carling Cup, which is also an extra incentive as well financially.
Mm.
Some of the players that have come in have performed, some not so much. Who do you see in this fixture, maybe JJ, that can take the game to Orlando Pirates?
I think that firstly, looking at AmaZulu, with the inclusion of obviously George Maluleka, he's got an experience, played in the in big teams like Sundown, SuperSport, and obviously at Ajax Cape Town. But yeah, you tend to see how many trophies he has won. With SuperSport, with Sundowns, there's a lot of trophies that he has won. So he's got that experience, and I'm sure that going to play this game, he's not scared, because it's something that he is used to. And having some players like Paula, I saw him, he did very well. And having Abuskakane is one player that is very, very aggressive as a right back, and I believe that is going to be a very, very big battle between him and the Orlando Pirate players. And the left back, Umahamanam, then he will be able as well to do very well, and is one of the strongest left back that I have seen, especially this season.
Mm.
And he's been doing very well so far, and I believe that AmaZulu will be able to go there and fight with the likes of Makhehleni Makaula. He's been very strong defensive. And Abo Rama Mphahlele, they've got an experience. So I believe that they will go all out to make sure that they win. But let us not forget as well, with the coaches that worked throughout with AmaZulu until where they are, and with the likes of Benny McCarthy as well, because he's the one I believe that he stamped his authority in the team, and he built the team, and obviously the team to be where it is at the moment. I believe, he put at something very, very good. I mean, the foundation.
Definitely, I feel like he is the one that rather put the mentality into those players. You say stamped his authority, that mentality, that winning mentality. Yeah. I remember doing an interview with Keegan Buchanan not too long ago, and he said that was the most outstanding thing that he felt that Benny brought to the team, is that winning mentality, always looking to go forward. But we're here to discuss two teams, the latter team, or the rather the team that everybody believes, most people believe, the bookmakers believe will win this fixture, the second most supported team in the country. They just came off of a heavy defeat in Soweto, Orlando Pirates Pro. Tell me your thoughts now on this team coming into this fixture off of a big loss.
Biggest motivation for Orlando Pirates is that if they win this MTN 8 final, they will keep the trophy for good. So who doesn't want to keep the trophy? We've heard about the squabbles that have been happening outside the Moses Mabhida Stadium. They've already had eight strong men protecting the changing room.
Exactly.
And you can see that they desperately want to win this trophy. When Coach Chase at started at Orlando Pirates, he won the MTN 8. Coach Kozer is here. He might be another coach that wins it for Orlando Pirates, but my only concern is the injury crisis at Orlando Pirates. Goodman Mosele might be out, Richard Ofori might be out, the captain Maela might be out, and these are key players for Orlando Pirates. So I do believe that they stand a good chance of winning the title, but provided they've got a full complementary of squad, obviously there are no suspensions, and there is also a Kemet Erasmus factor up front. There's a Saleng factor. I don't think that players like Hanamobu will be stressed out by the Saleng factor, but I think that Saleng brings a different dimension to Paris' game, and there's a Miguel team factor as well. He's returning to the team, so there are a lot of positives that I see from the Orlando Pirates side. But when you look at the AmaZulu depth as well, you can see that both these teams are able to cancel each other out. So for me, I don't see a lot of goals, to be honest with you.
I remember when Jose Ribeiro was first announced as manager, a new coach for Orlando Pirates, there was mixed reactions on social media, and even some rival clubs' accounts and officials made some statements online that Pirates fans didn't take that well. But now it's less than halfway through a season, and Jose Ribeiro is in a final. He can win a trophy. Many might say that he is in good form, and some might say he's not in good form. How do you see Jose Ribeiro's play at the moment at Pirates, JJ?
I think there's a lot of energy in the players, the way they play. I mean, okay, in terms of how they play now, it has changed, you know, because now they play more of attacking football. They attack now and then, and they always go forward. They, you know, but one thing that I'm worried about is that if they play maybe Miguel team with Unhlonhlo, those two players, they are more mobile. That simply means there will be no screener in front of the back four, because Miguel team is one player. Okay, he moves, he pass, and you know Unhlonhlo is always mobile. So it simply means whenever they lose a ball position, AmaZulu, they will have a space to attack through the middle, maybe the likes of Matuna or whoever is playing there. So I think that they really need a player that will stand in front of the whole defense to try and protect the defense, because now it become very, very easy to attack them through the middle. Because if you look at their previous game when they play against Chiefs, there are those two passes that they were being passed to Pre, and there was no one to try to intercept those passes. Then it simply means the sectoral and intersectoral line for them, which simply means the defense and the central midfield, they are not well coordinated. Then it simply means maybe the central midfielders, they always move in those spaces, then they allow the opponents to pass the ball straight to the strikers or the opponents. Because if you look at Dupri, those two balls that he received them, it was a pass, not even a high ball. It was a pass through the in between the center packs. Then you receive, then you go straight to the pool.
We must not forget that Ndlondlo and team, they played the Nedbank Cup final last season with Marumo Gallants. So they've got the Cup final pedigree in them already. So they understand what it means. Ndlondlo getting a red card in the Nedbank Cup final, I'm sure his emotions or his nerves will become become this time around. But my biggest concern is that you'll be facing a Makhekeni Makaula who kicks everything that was in midfield. And there will be that person in midfield where I think Kuzobe Kaldi starts to look cool. I'm not sure whether he will manage to keep his cool for the duration of the match, but it's still an interesting person that one is looking forward to watch.
Look, Amazulu did put rather three more defensive minded, I'd like to say, midfielders against Kaizer Chiefs. They probably will come with them again this time around.
Against Chiefs, they played a 4-2-4. They played two. They played Rally Paula and Makhekeni, if I remember correct. And they played Maluleka as a central attacking midfielder, as an eight. He was playing up top together with Maduna behind Mhango and Gwem. So Maluleka is playing a different role altogether this season. He's not a Maluleka that sits in midfield.
Exactly.
He's not a Maluleka that was sitting in a midfield three under Truta. He's playing high up now, and he's using his experience well, and he's protecting the ball well, and you can see the box entries that he's been making, and the kind of support that he's been providing to the strikers as well. And he makes the likes of Maduna to be more creative as well, because they understand that they've got a Skakane as a right back, a right foot back. They've got a Hanamup as a left foot back who closes those gaps in between the two tens, that is Maduna and Mhango. So for me, I think in terms of setup, AmaZulu with their 4-2-4 and the Orlando Pirates with their Miguel team in midfield, I don't know whether they will partner him with Ndlondlo, or they will find Motsware who will partner Miguel team. But for me, I think the midfield belt is the one that I'm going to be interested in and I'll focus in. And I don't know, maybe JJ is a former defender, I'll focus on defense and all those sectoral what is there. But for me, I'm going to watch the midfield belt, and whoever wins that midfield belt will win the MTN final.
And maybe pro, when you go to George Maluleka, you must need to remember that at Tax he was a striker.
Yes.
Then at SuperSport as well, he was playing more as a striker. Then after that, so now, and he's very good in terms of combination play, and he's very good in terms of shooting as well. So I think he's more offensive minded. So that's why now they are putting him there.
And he's a mature George now.
Yeah.
Well, we've discussed that obviously the midfield battle is one to look at. JJ, defensive battle. Predictions. Pro?
AmaZulu to win it on penalties.
For me, I foresee let me say the game might be ended maybe on extra time, but not in a full game. But I'm in KZN, then you must tend to understand that. So I wish AmaZulu to win the cup. Why I'm saying that? Because it's been so long for them to not win anything. And obviously, since Ubabu Zungu has managed to pop a lot of money in terms of this team to try to gain something, then I believe that maybe they might work very hard, and at the end of the day, they lift the trophy.
Look, well, you've heard it here from both of our analysts. Pirates fans, rather, please come and defend your team in the comments. It seems that everybody in studio is in favor of AmaZulu picking up a trophy, but Pirates do have the betting edge. So if you do feel that Pirates are going to win, let us know in the comments how. And if your comment hits the target, we will credit your betting accounts with a
200 rand betting voucher.
Yes. Until next time, guys.
Thank you so much.
That is
also too.
Heavy.